the lie. He is Flint defining what a lie is. To make an untrue statement with intent to deceive, to create a false or misleading impression. And he says here, I've never called Graham Hancock a racist or white supremacist. There is nothing where I even insinuated it. This is a little extract from a video I've made fact-checking Flint Dibble.
On 16th April 2024, during the debate itself, when Flint confidently proclaimed,
I did not say that Graham reinforces white supremacist ideas.
On the same day, however, he had arranged for an article that he had pre-written to be published in Sapiens Anthropology magazine, in which he states, Hancock and other pseudo-archaeologists center white Europeans as able creators, while chalking up the accomplishments of other peoples to outside influences, end quote. Which of Flint Dibble's two statements is true? The one made on the JRE, or the one in Sapiens Anthropology magazine?
You see, I don't see how he can say, I've never suggested or said that Hancock's a white supremacist, and at the same time say that I center white Europeans as able creators while chalking up the accomplishments of other peoples to outside influences. As a matter of fact, I've never written about white Europeans in any of my books or talked about them. I've never seen Europe as a likely place to look for a lost civilization of the Ice Age. Why? Because Europe was a frozen wilderness during the Ice Age. It was the last place that anybody would have wanted to live. The place to look for a lost civilization is down near the tropics and the equator. That would have been the nurturing territory during the Ice Age. So I've never said anything about white Europeans being able creators, but Flint says I said that, and he lies. That is a lie. That is a straightforward lie, according to his definition. And then, you know, secondly, they keep saying that I said I had no evidence.
For example, on 4th May 2024, interviewed by Indy 100 for an article modestly titled How I Took on Joe Rogan and Graham Hancock and Won, Dibble had the following to say. Quote, I'll be optimistic and say that I won, Dibble laughed, noting that a quarter of the way through their discussion, at 1 hour 27 minutes to be precise, Hancock clearly admitted that there is at present no evidence for an advanced civilization. On X on 20th June 2024, Dibble doubled down on his claim that I had admitted there is no evidence for my proposed lost civilization of the Ice Age. Some readers of this post might have been persuaded, as Dibble obviously intended, that after devoting more than 30 years of my life to investigating the possibility of a lost civilization of the Ice Age and publishing thousands of pages on the subject supported by detailed footnotes as to sources, I still had no evidence for its existence. And even the small proportion who did go on to click the link at the end of the post might not have realized that I was being quoted out of context. Here's the full exchange on this subject.
I have to really repeat myself here.
Yeah, I can go back up there.
We're looking at
Bimini.
Less than 5% of the continental shelves that have been studied at all by archaeology. I'm not surprised that we find hunter-gatherer traces underwater. I'm very glad that we do. I would be very surprised if we didn't. But what I'm saying is that not enough of that 27 million square kilometers has been investigated. Only a tiny fraction has been investigated. And that fraction is not enough to draw the conclusion that we can absolutely say there was no lost civilization. Same goes for the Amazon rainforest. Same goes for the Sahara Desert.
But can we say there's no evidence for an advanced civilization in what they have studied?
In what they have studied, yes, we can say there's no evidence for an advanced civilization. But that brings us to another issue of what is studied and what is not studied by archaeology.
And this is the crucial point, which I would have driven home at much greater length if I'd known that my opponent would later take the rest of the exchange out of context and use it against me. In the archaeological sites I'm interested in, the Great Pyramid and the Great Sphinx of Giza, for example, or Göbekli Tepe in Turkey, or Serpent Mound in Ohio, or the Moai of Easter Island, I draw extensively on data gathered by archaeologists. Indeed, I've stated frequently that without their data, none of my work would have been possible. But I don't study what they study. I look in the same directions they do, but my focus is entirely different.
And that's the key point. I don't study what archaeologists study. Sure, there's a lot of really useful and valuable information that archaeology has generated that is highly valued by me. But I'm not an archaeologist, and I'm not looking at this as an archaeologist, and I'm much less interested in artifacts that can be weighed, measured, and counted than I am in other issues like astronomy, like geology, like the mythology that comes down to us from the past, like the ancient scriptural texts, the ancient Egyptian pyramid texts, and so on and so forth. I'm interested in things that can't be weighed, measured, and counted. And that's why I've written thousands of pages on this and documented my findings very thoroughly with footnotes. The problem is, I'm not doing what archaeologists do. And they feel that if you don't do what archaeologists do, you don't have any right to talk about the past at all.